it's not actually a thing against the establishment. It's not that at all, you know, because a lot of those kids down there, I found out, are part of the establishment, you know. It's nothing but, a lot of them are lazy down there. A lot of them are groovy, you know, but the groovy ones don't preach as hard as the lazy ones do. And so, therefore, it's a big mess. But cleaning it up, running kids away from that is not going to help anything, you know. Because police, the more you send police anywhere, the more trouble you're going to have. Because some people haven't reached the point of thinking, as it were, retaliation is not the right, you know, move, especially in aggression. People don't realize that music has so much to do with what's happening today, you know. And you're not going to stop the music. You might as well just let it stay there and depend on the music to straighten out. And then give the music some kind of respect, as it were, it can do these things, you know. If they want to know the truth about it, the best thing to do is listen to the music.
J'entends pas assez parler de la philosophie de Jimi Hendrix. On parle de sa guitare, on parle de sa flamboyance, on parle de sa sensualité, on parle de ses consommations de substances, on parle de ses blondes, on parle de ses rapports avec les GTOs. Et le boulage de son membre. Mais on parle pas beaucoup du fait que c'était un gros fan de science-fiction. Ce qui apparaît beaucoup dans 1983, A Merman I Should Turn Out to Be. Mais c'est une belle introduction pour ces deux heures de bruit sans manipulation que vous écoutez sur CKUT, la radio de l'Université McGill.